The editor. Regarding the ad placed by concerned residents of the town of Carlisle and the RM of Moose Mountain No. 63 in the April 5 edition of The Observer. I am concerned with the litany of intimidation and divisiveness that permeates the concerns raised in the full-page advertisement. I find it cowardly that these citizens placed an ad to maintain anonymity. The town has revisited the land location on two occasions since 2015. In actuality, the school site location was passed on January 5, 2022, Resolution 2022-006, and then confirmed again on May 17, 2023, Resolution 2023-140. This makes me wonder about so many things. I wonder why they placed the ad. Why the insistence on finding a new location? Why would they not want to sign their names to their concerns? With no one to contact to answer my questions, it just leads to more questions. I wonder if some citizens would stand to gain by changing the location of the school. Does anyone else wonder if one of these concerned citizens happens to own land that would be considered an alternative site for the new school? The resolution on May 17, 2023, passed but was not unanimous. I wonder if that decision was not favorable to certain members of council and, if so, what is the cause of this disfavor? I wonder if there is a connection between the disfavor, the ad and possible financial gain if the school site was moved to a new location. I wonder if this has something to do with the community complex. Talking about huge tax bills down the road, would any of these concerned citizens be able to clarify whether the group leading the Carlisle community complex has been raising money for the new school or is it actually for a multi-purpose sports facility? As a taxpayer, I am wondering if a town with a population of 1,524 can support a multi-million-dollar sports facility. Now that might be worth a background study or taxpayer input. Where is the transparency and accountability when you donate to that organization? As potential donors, do we know where that money is actually going? A look at the Carlisle Community Complex's webpage shows that $235,412.33, net, has been donated as of March 21. What part of that is going toward the new school and what part is going toward the community center, if they end up being separate entities? Did this group or members of this group pay for this ad? Nowhere on the Carlisle Community Complex website could I find the names of board members or the president to voice my concerns. I also wonder why they are attacking the current mayor about a plan for parks and recreation in an ad about the new school facility location. I wonder if that seed was planted in order to cause harm to our mayor if she decides to run for re-election this fall. Lots of questions, yet there is no one to answer. Just an anonymous ad filled with vitriol towards council and the mayor, which in my opinion borders on bullying. Also, thanks very much for publishing the phone number and email of the town office. I would encourage everyone to email or phone and ask what you can do to support the town on this decision. Brenda Beaver, Carlisle.